This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn with me, Dashrin Johan. Converging Parts is a production by Parastu Theatre and Amin Kamrani, an Iranian documentary filmmaker who has been supporting refugee groups since 2011. This event is supported by the Asia-Pacific Refugee Rights Network, APRRN, and will be taking place on the 4th of June, which is this Saturday, from 5 to 7pm at PJ Pack. Joining me on the show to share about this event are some of the creative minds behind it. Saleh Sepas, he's a refugee from Afghanistan and the co-founder of Parastu Theatre, as well as Amin Kamrani himself, the Iranian photographer and filmmaker. Welcome to the show, guys. Saleh, I want to start with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you came to Malaysia.
I'm originally from Afghanistan. I'm a refugee in Malaysia since 2016. Why I came to Malaysia is like, it's the same story like other refugee. They run away, they leave the country. My history also is same like other refugee. Mm-hmm. When I was my own country, actually I had a good job and I did support my community, especially the women community, the girls, and the, some community, they are victim and they suffered during the war in Afghanistan. So I support them with media. Mm-hmm. I was writer and director of national media in Afghanistan. And also I work with international media like BBC for 8 years. Unfortunately, Taliban wrote my name in blacklist. So it was very serious and very dangerous issue for me because Taliban is the enemy of expression in Afghanistan. They are enemy about the women rights, about the new value like human rights, education. So normally the Taliban, they follow that very, very old system of governmentally, and they cannot respect and they no have knowledge about human rights. That's why they targeted me and wrote my name in blacklist, and they targeted my family as well. That's why I left my country.
Right.
But I had a good job. I studied in my country. I love my country and people. But finally, it was very tragic and very sad for me that I lost everything in my country and come as a refugee in Malaysia.
After you came to Malaysia, you know, you later co-founded the theatre company called Parastu Theatre. Why did you decide to start this company?
When I see my situation, I saw my situation as a refugee in Malaysia, no right to work, it's many, many limitations stopped me. Then I thought, well, how can I support myself? How can I support my family, my community, and other refugees? So I thought about my experience and about my knowledge and skills. So then I designed the Parastu Theatre because I understood already about the power of art, especially this method, the Parastu doing right now. This we call Auguste Wall methodology. This is the Theatre of the Oppressed. The shortcut is TO. This method is very powerful for change on community, for community dialogues, for education, for understanding each other, for solving the challenges and problem and find the solution for some challenges. So it was very powerful method for me. That's why I design and doing the Parastu Theatre with that method.
Amin, coming to you, tell me a little bit about yourself and your passion for photography and filmmaking.
Well, I like to observe things, and I also believe in the power of frame in shaping the way we think towards a subject, towards an object. The way we see things is very much influenced by the frame that we are looking at those things through. Yeah, I think I do have a curious eye that, you know, since my childhood, I like to be everywhere. From one corner to the other corner, I never wanted to miss anything. That's how I am wandering also in a city like Kuala Lumpur, which is full of stories, full of, you know, things I can sit and watch. I started working with refugees since 2012.
Right.
At first, it was again something that I was curious about. I didn't know much about refugees in Malaysia, but then I started volunteering as a assistant teacher in a refugee school, and then slowly I saw how there are a lot of problems regarding the issue in Malaysia and how underprivileged refugees are, and there was a huge area of help that was needed. I mean, we are dealing with a crisis that that has been kind of neglected, I feel like. And I had the privilege of, you know, being from the region that I could communicate with refugees. I was closer to those communities and tried my best all the time to, you know, be around and do something. But it was never a one-sided, perhaps, story of me doing something. It was also, you know, it became eventually part of my life. One of the greatest friends of my life are from refugee communities. And I myself, in fact, escaped somewhere. It's just that, you know, legally, maybe I am not a refugee, but I also have issue of, you know, home. And so that is why I've been around. And yeah, I mean, and since 2017, when Saleh founded Parastu, I was always admiring his work, and we have been collaborating and became good friends of each other.
That's absolutely fantastic. I want to ask you a little bit more about yourself, right? Because like you said, you're not a refugee yourself. So what brought you to Malaysia? And you also mentioned that, you know, initially you didn't know much about refugees in Malaysia, but you were just curious, and so you started helping out. What made you curious about the landscape or the refugee community in Malaysia? Was there something that happened that piqued your curiosity?
Yeah, we came to Malaysia. I mean, at the time that I came to Malaysia, Malaysia was one of the places that was nice to live. I had a friend who had come here and recommended that, you know, if you like the weather, it's a nice country to stay. And we came here, and I mean, I was here for some times, and then later I went to school here, I mean, to university. And then, yeah, I mean, I've been to Malaysia for different reasons. But on the issue of refugees, at first it was more of like, I didn't realize that people that I was dealing with, some of them were registered with UNHCR, and they were refugees. And it started from there, actually. Then I realized, you know, in Malaysia, the refugee issue is different than some other countries where they are in a camp, for example. Malaysia has, because of the way things have been, refugees are living among us. And then slowly I got involved, and I kind of gave some meanings to my life. I mean, it became my life. I started finding purpose in things that I was doing, and that is why I guess it's been many years that I have been active in this field. And then later I felt like, you know, the way that I can contribute better is perhaps through artistic activities, and right. I have for many reasons. Yeah.
So tell me about that. What does art mean to you?
I think one of the issues that we are facing in Southeast Asia regarding refugee issue is that it's a topic that that has been looked at through a very negative frame. It has always been seen as a problem, as something that, you know, is going to cause harm in the countries that are in this part of the world, and it's a threat, etc., etc., etc. Because I think there was never any sort of, you know, right frame that the issue had seen, and that is why Malaysians perhaps may have that negative view on refugees, because they do not know much about, you know, what does that actually mean, and who are refugees actually? And because that has not been done properly here, I guess, and stories have never been told by refugees, and it has always been, you know, some Malaysians who were trying to tell the other Malaysians that, yes, I know some refugees and this is how they are. I felt like, you know, we can just tell the stories and, you know, show the humanity. Because when we talk about refugees, we are talking about humans. And,
absolutely.
You know, art is something that it is connecting, you know, connecting us. It shows what are the things that we have in common. I mean, when we look at music, the roots of a lot of music are very similar. And why is that happening? It's because, you know, we are all human anyway, and there are certain characteristics that we all have in common. And I think one of them is appreciation of beauty, appreciation of aesthetics, appreciation of some meanings that can bring people together. And in a country like Malaysia, that, you know, issue of race and issue of people trying to find harmony, to live a peaceful life with each other has always been a discussion. Mm-hmm. I think art could help, whether we are talking about issue of refugees or other issues that is related to the society in Malaysia. And that is where I think, you know, there are still a lot to say. And since there are still a lot to share, I am going to be active there rather than some places that, you know, things are already happening.
Saleh, we talk about the importance of art. Let's talk about both of your, you know, upcoming artistic endeavor together. Tell me about Converging Paths. What exactly is this event all about? And why did y'all call it Converging Paths?
What I understand from the connection between refugee and host community, I see a huge gap mm-hmm. between this community. So we try to invite the both communities and to be together and support each other and work together and share the experience and knowledge with each other. I think that's more nice than we don't know about it, each other. That's why we choose this title for the whole event. But our theater and our film have a separate title. So, yeah. Normally, when you talk about the refugee, it's like mostly they say, okay, refugee are in need. They always, they need support. But we try to show the other face of refugee to this event.
Right. You talk about the inspiration behind the event, but what exactly is the event about? What can people expect from it?
Yeah. So I want to talk about the theater. So mm-hmm. The Roof That Collapsed, this is a title of theater. Mm-hmm. For me, the meaning of this title is the roof that is the country that the refugee lost it already. And they don't feel secure when we don't have roof. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that the country of refugee destroyed it, they lost and they ran away and left the country. And finally, they don't secure. That's why the title of this theater is The Roof That Collapsed. So in this show, we have three stories. One story from Afghanistan, one story from Yemen, and one story from Myanmar. We have refugee in Malaysia from these three countries as well. Mm-hmm. And the stories, all these three stories are very, very similar, like full of pain sometimes, and at the same time, full of hope and energy. And the three actors really try to support themselves and try the other people like themselves. But they will share their own story, what happened in the past in their own country.
Right. And So you mentioned that there are three actresses, right, and actors in this theatre performance. Are all the performers refugees? And also, are these performers, were they already actors before this, before they came to Malaysia as refugees? Were they already actors prior to that?
Actually, they are very young, three of them is 13 years old.
Right.
3 years old, 13 years old. One of them had experience, so she had performed in Georgetown Festival before lockdown, mm-hmm. but two of them are new. It's first time they will go to a stage and show that the potential and the acting. About the method, what the Parasto follow is we call TO. The creator of this method is Augusto Boal from Brazil. This method is for change, for dialogue, for solve the challenge in society. So it doesn't matter if you have experience or don't have experience, if you are professional or amateur. Just do what do you want, what do you like, what point is important, and what is the urgent for you. That's why I don't thinking when I select the actors, is he or he have experience or no. Yes, if they are interested, they can join and act. Because since 2017, when I started the Palasto activity, all actors were amateur. The ladies, before the performance, they were in isolation. They had depression, they had mental health problem, but they come in front of the hundreds of audience and talk and share the story. For me, theater is the voice of refugee in Malaysia. They can share, they can contact them with host community. So doesn't matter, it's not very important if you have experience or not. But during the rehearsal, because this method have many games, discussion, play, so the actors can learn more how can act in front of the audience.
And what are you hoping that the audience will take away from this performance or learn from this performance?
What I understand, many Malaysian friends, they ask us, why you are here? Why refugee run away and leave the country?
Right.
So this is the question for that. This is the answer for that question. Hmm. And like all refugee, they don't leave the country for better life, for resettlement. This is not the goal. So this is to save the life. That's why we are here. And this three story just is example, but all three of this story are real. This, I don't add anything, just I add some point, article point, and bring together and show for people.
All right. So basically on Converging Parts, the event that is happening this weekend, there will be two sort of main events, main performances that are going on, or, you know, main showcases that are going on. The first one is, like what Saleh mentioned, The Roof Has Collapsed. It's a theatre, live theatre performance. And the other one will be The Person Within the Frames, which is a documentary. And we will discuss that after the break. On the show with me today, Saleh Sapas. She's a refugee from Afghanistan and the co-founder of Parastu Theatre, as well as Amin Kamrani. He's an Iranian photographer and filmmaker. After the break, we continue our discussion on the upcoming event. Keep it here on Live and Learn, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn. I'm Dashran Johan, and on the show with me today is Saleh Sepas, refugee from Afghanistan and the co-founder of Parastu Theatre, as well as Amin Kamrani, an Iranian photographer and filmmaker. And we're talking about the upcoming event called Converging Paths, happening this weekend at PJ Pack. So, Amin, before the break, Saleh talked about the theatre performance that will be happening at Converging Parts called The Roof Has Collapsed. Now, you are also, you have directed a documentary film that will also be, screened at this upcoming event. And the documentary is called The Person Within the Frames. What is the premise of this documentary?
You know, yeah, last night I was talking to this artist friend, who is also a refugee, but a great artist that I have always learned from. And when he asked about the title, and I told him the title, he immediately said, interesting. So you are pointing at the person that is within the frames. There is a person. We talk about a person. You know, a lot of times when you look at the subject of these issues, these documentaries, these films, we are we are like, oh, there is a, that's a refugee there, that's an orphan there, that's whatever there. But we are talking about people. And I think something that in all of my work I have tried to do, and frankly, they all are about my friends, you know, people that I know. It's like, if you and I, you know, had met before, I would make a film about you if I felt, you know, some inspiration that, you know, there is something in your, or a portrait photo of you that, you know, I think can communicate something to people. It's a matter of how are we looking at things, because, you know, it's just, I think a lot of times the hatred that it is around in a place, in a society, in a country, and in the world in general, comes from the ignorance, comes from the fact that we have forgotten that, you know, we are talking about people, we are talking about humans, we are talking about children, we are talking about lives, we are talking about lives that, you know, humans who experience a lot of things like love, joy for music, joy for art, and many other things. It's just, you know, I feel like films sometimes can make us perhaps get to know each other better. And so the way I approached this film was very much experimental. It's more of a, you know, conversations with people who had a story, I felt. And I didn't really plan the flow of the story. I wanted them to inspire me on how to put things together. And this is very much the style that I have been putting things out there for past few years. And if you look at my work, they are very much all related to refugee issues. I remember once there was this festival in Japan that had chosen my short film, which I actually worked with Saleh to create, had selected it. And then two films from Malaysia had gone there. One of them was Yasmin Ahmed's film and the other one was this. I felt it's interesting. You know, in Malaysia, I can tell a story of refugees. Malaysia is a place that is very close to my heart, I think it's more home to me than anywhere else at the moment. And the refugee issue is also very close to my heart, because I think I am also someone who has struggles with finding a shelter, finding a home, finding a stability in this world of instability. Yes, I mean, it's more of, you know, I could do what I know the best, which is, you know, just take my camera and have some deep conversation very spontaneously, and at the end, you know, highlight some of the best parts and put it out there. And I hope, you know, it turns out well, and people would enjoy.
Now, that's very interesting, right? Are you hoping that, you know, people would understand that refugees are not just this blanket group, right? Because it's like you rightfully put it, right? When you hear conversations, you know, with peers and things like that, when we talk about refugees, a lot of times it's like those refugees, those migrants, you know, as if it's one group and everybody is the same. Even people who don't say bad things are saying everything in a very homogenous way, where these are the refugees, as if they are all the same. Is that what you're trying to break? That, you know, it's refugee is not this. This group is not this personality type. It just means, yes, they are asylum seekers, but they are individuals. They have their own struggles, their own stories. Some of them love music, some of them love to dance, some of them love to cook, just like anybody else in the world. Is that what you're trying to highlight?
Exactly. I think, you know, that is the thing. I am there to tell a story, to, you know, to put these frames for them to tell their story, in fact. But but yes, eventually that's the case. You know, eventually when you and I sit together and talk for hours, we find those common things that we both like, right? Whether it is, I mean, my love for example, the instrument sitar and the, you know, Ravi Shankar or something, or it is something else. You know, we will find something at the end. And that is that is because we are at the end human, that we have forgotten. You know, it's something that it is there. It's so cliche that I am saying we all are human. But as it is, yeah. It's like we forget. When you see some of the statements from politicians about refugees or some of the comments on social media about refugees, shoot them if they cross the borders, yes. Or let them sink in the sea, etc., etc. You feel like, are they talking about humans? Are they talking about humans, or mm-hmm. they are looking at it as some sort of cockroaches? And you know, the thing is, we do have this issue of dehumanization whenever we want to deal with when a systematic oppression Absolutely. Is happening. The only reason, as earlier we were saying, the only reason that those hatred exists is because of the dehumanization that has been going on systematically. Mm-hmm. And it is not, of course, only issue in Malaysia. Malaysia is also dealing with it, whether we have talked about it enough or not, but it's around the world, you know, why certain people are looked at differently. I mean, it's a mistake that maybe sometimes we also make, that if something happens in the US, for example, if we all are reacting to it. I mean, it's, for example, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard court as if it's the most important issue in the world right now, the amount of attention right. that media is giving to that. While, you know, there is a recurring war happening, and not only one in some parts of the world, that, you know, we just don't talk about it because whether we did it intentionally or unintentionally, a lot of dehumanization has happened. And in the refugee communities, sometimes in Malaysia, sometimes we deal with NGOs that are doing this, whether it is intentional or unintentional. But there would be a panel of, you know, about the refugee issue, and you don't even see any representation from refugees. I don't think that I can change anything. It's just a matter of, you know, I can just tell, I have a platform right now. I mean, I have been privileged enough to have this platform, and I want to, you know, show a few stories, and it's up to you what you want to take out of it. I don't want to give you a direct message, but it's up to you. And I think humans are very complex, that they are the most abstract form of art. When a mm-hmm. portrait of a person could be the most abstract form of art, because this is a person with a lot of quality, with a lot of different characteristics that is behind those eyes, behind those, you know, expression in the face. And that is the thing. I think what I try to do is that put a right frame and have people deciding by themselves of what they are taking out of that.
Saleh, I want to get your thoughts on what Amin just brought up, because you are a refugee yourself.
In my opinion, what I understand from the mm-hmm. situation of refugees in Malaysia, it's not easy to explain all details and everything in the short time. But in my experience, what I understand, I know many kind Malaysian friends. Mm-hmm. They invite us to their house, and we invite them. They come, and like we are staying as a very, very close and like a family. I don't see any challenges from local friends. The many Malaysian friends, they support the refugee. They really try to change the refugee situation in Malaysia. The other point, when the refugee leave the Malaysia for resettlement, went to other country, they never forget the Malaysian memory. The other thing, yeah, is I heard some xenophobia about the refugee. Mm-hmm. That means it's not the all Malaysian people. They hate and they don't like the refugee. It's some problem maybe. Sometimes NGO also growing up the challenge, and they show wrong. They introduce wrong the refugee community. Like they told a refugee they are in need every time, they need support. And when they repeat every time, the people feel tired. No one tell about the refugee knowledge and skills.
Right.
Just show one face of refugee, they are in need. I think in long term, this is growing up the xenophobia, and maybe many people don't like the refugee. So many injured, I know they don't follow the humanitarian principle. Like they give one package food for refugees, then they post without any consent on the social media and said, oh yes, we support the refugee. Make hero herself or herself. Refugee is just the point that they do like a business. But Malaysia is very respectful country for all refugee. Yeah, it's, we have some limitation like rights, no access to basic things. This is true. But still, we have hope. We try and follow the Malaysian policy, the Malaysian law, and respect the Malaysian people and culture.
So what I'm getting at is it's not so much at individuals like, oh, every Malaysian is like this, like that. There are good Malaysians, there are kind Malaysians, of course. But, you know, there are larger systemic issues that need to be fixed. You know, there are larger xenophobic issues that need to be fixed. Okay, let's circle back to the event itself. Apart from, you know, the theatre production that, you know, Saleh, you are in charge of, and also the documentary that Amin is spearheading. Is there anything else happening during the event that y'all like to highlight?
Yes, I invite the friends. They didn't bought the ticket yet, so they can come and watch. For me, this is a very different show this time. Mm-hmm. Before, it was totally the TO method, but this time is very different. I'm very excited. Like we have in one theater, three story from three different country. And this is new challenge and new experience for me as well, for three actors as well. So I invite the audience of BFM Radio to buy the tickets and watch the show and watch the documentary. And also I can mention about the new show that we postponed during the lockdown. So we call And Then Come Spring. This is a huge project between Innocent Cafe Theater Company and Parasol Theater. So this is very, actually, this is very nice example how refugee and local work together professionally.
Absolutely.
So yeah, after this show, we will make a schedule for the next project. But I want to mention about the Asia-Pacific refugee right near. Thank you so much for supporting. Mm-hmm. And we try our best. And with this supporting, yeah, we arrange this show. And I hope we have an excellent show. Thank you.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, prior to the event, I mean, the main highlights of the event, which is, of course, the theatre production and also the documentary, there will also be refugee women selling art crafts and things like that. Is that also happening during the event that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, I mean, we would have also some other things happening,
right,
which would be kind of like, you know, it's, I mean, to show the cultural side of refugees, handcrafts, etc. Or we would have also hopefully some food prepared by refugees for the guests, I mean, for all the audiences who are coming. Also, something that I would mention is that, you know, a Theater of the Oppressed show is not like other play when you come, sit, watch, there might be an intermission, and then in the end you go home. It's not like that. There would be always discussion in the room. There is always, you know, interaction. Although I don't want to scare people who do not want to participate, it's fine if you don't want to participate. But it's an event that, you know, if you go to a Theater of the Oppressed play five times in row, there would be five different experiences always. And that is why I think, and usually, I mean, Parastu's events, those who have come, they know that people do not leave the hall just after the show, unless we are all kicked out by the owner of the hall. They always stay and they want to know more. They want to, interact. They want to have conversations. Mm-hmm. And, throughout the years that Parastu has been on different stages. We have had over 30 performances and for thousands of different Malaysians and others in Malaysia. There has always been conversations. There has always been a network created. There has always been, you know, this friendship, this community growing. And another thing that I want to mention is that Paris 2, after years of, you know, producing different shows, now is at this stage, is aiming to have a art center for refugees, which I think is a very unique thing. I'm not sure if this is a thing. This doesn't exist in Malaysia. I'm not sure if in the world how many do we have, but an art and cultural center, I would call it, that Paris 2 has applied with help of some Malaysian organization. We have applied for some fund for classes, art classes specifically for refugees, to be able to tell their own stories, to be able to, you know, do artistic activities, because we do believe that it's a tool for empowerment, it's a tool for education, it's a tool for, you know, bringing people together. At the time that, you know, there was a war between Vietnam and the U.S., there were a lot of artists who were creating music responding to the war, and they were trying to stop that. So I think artists have such an important role, and a lot of time, you know, art is not accessible to those who are underprivileged, and our aim is to, you know, create a space that at least we can start something that some of those who are interested, especially the younger refugees who do not access education, I mean, right education, et cetera, they could benefit from some of the activities that we would have in a space like that. So yes, people coming to the show would also, you know, they are also contributing to something bigger and something more sustainable and something more long term. They are going to enjoy it, hopefully. I mean, I believe in Saleh's work, whether they enjoy mine or not. They would definitely enjoy the theater play. And aside from that, they are also, you know, the ticket that they are getting is also going a long way by helping Paris to set up the center, which then you would see a lot of other different, you know, activities, and you will hear more about us. Not sure if you would have time for us to, you know, be featured in your in your program or not, but you will hear hopefully more about Paris 2 and Arts of Refugees. I mean, Paris 2 aside, Arts of Refugees, which is, I think, something that in Malaysia we are very much in need of.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting, and we always have time for you guys to showcase and talk about your work. It's absolutely fantastic what y'all are doing. On that note, Saleh Amin, thank you so much for joining me today. That was Saleh Sepas, refugee from Afghanistan and the co-founder of Paris 2 Theatre, as well as Amin Kamrani. He's an Iranian photographer and filmmaker. So they have this event coming up called Converging Parts, taking place on the 4th of June, which is this Saturday, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at PJ Pack. So do check that out. Buy tickets. Only, you know, limited tickets left because it's selling out really fast. So, you know, check out the website and get your tickets. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can also check us out on podcasts. We are available on the BFM app, bfm.my, or pretty much wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Dashran Johan, and this has been Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.